following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your chump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong way.
You're going the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Kaepernick takes the snap. Looks, fires near side, going for the end zone. Bowles is covered after it. He's picked off in the end zone. The Seahawks intercept in the end zone. Richard Sherman tips it. Malcolm Smith picks it off in the end zone. We are going to New Jersey. Holy smoke. The Seahawks are NFC champions. We're going to the Super Bowl to play the Denver Broncos.
I told y'all Crabtree was mediocre at best, so I would never let him catch a game winner on me. This is a joke, right?
Richard Sherman denies the 49ers.
Richard, let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L-O-B.
L-O-B, John. L-O-B. And Kid Rock, hey, listen, Kid Rock said it best. It ain't cocky if you can back it up.
Look, I wish you would have told me we were going to play that for the opening. There's children in the room, Tom. Jeez, the switchboards are lighting up with old biddies that are all upset.
Did you see how close he was to that white woman? He scared her to death.
Jeez. You know, it doesn't quite sound the same when you say, we're going to New Jersey!
I know, right? Oh, golly. Say hi to Snooki for me.
You better hope that the bridge you choose to get in there isn't one of those cities that's getting, sat on by the big fat governor.
We're going to New Jersey! The bridge is closed!
Woohoo! We're going to New Jersey! Oh, hell. That Richard Sherman.
I'm just happy to be here, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, just glad to help out, Tom.
Well,
that's
I mean,
pretty much it. Thank the good Lord.
This weather, man, we got 10 inches of snow. It's crazy. I just had to shovel the driveway. I'll tell you what, though. You get out there, you shovel that whole driveway, man. Makes you feel like a man.
Yeah.
I haven't found anything that makes you feel more like a man.
Right.
Did you beat up a Packers fan on your way down the driveway? That would have been the best thing, run over one of those guys. Yeah, me see, Tom sacrificed everybody to get here. He had to get out there. He did this bare-chested, by the way. I just want everybody to know. And me, I sacrificed as well. I changed slippers, and the slippers that I put on were in a colder room, so my feet are kind of cold. But I had a hot lunch while I was waiting for Tom to shovel out to come down to the studio so that we could do the show.
Stay warm and drink lots of green tea.
Thank you, Frankie.
I had red tea, too. I've had some red tea.
Well,
now I have officially asked him for a Super Bowl forecast. We're going to find out if he'll give us one.
Well, now it's going to get really cold. We got a ton of snow. And now I think I saw the high on Tuesday. This is the high temperature, not wind chill. This is the high for Tuesday was going to be 1 degree.
One.
You don't get too cold and stay warm.
Right.
Have your winter boots and winter hats ready. Have your winter jackets ready. Tom, make sure you order your Chinese food.
Right. All right. I'm Tom. He's John.
What's up, guys? It's John Tilliard here, and you are listening to Bang Radio Hour number 243. A word of warning before you watch the Super Bowl this year. I'm not really all that bothered about how many chip-based snacks you consume during the course of the game, or how much you yell at your loved ones to keep the noise down. I'm not even all that bothered if you film your young children crying at the end of the game because the wrong team won. But a serious word of warning, if you try to play the Omaha drinking game, you'll be dead by halftime.
All right.
Chip-based snacks, Tom. They are everybody's favorite.
I think we should play the Omaha drinking game with shots of Jaeger.
Personally, I like the pizza family myself. You know, I'm kind of partial to that. By the way, you know, apparently we pissed off everybody in the UK, but we'll get to that later.
Yes. Also coming up, a kid cries like a bitch, which obviously Tilliard's okay with. Bill whines like a bitch. And Jim is a bitch. But first, Richard calls out a bitch. So
we got, the whole country's in an uproar.
Oh my God, it's so ridiculous. I mean, this is insane. This is our society, John. This is what it's come to. All right,
Justin Bieber got arrested. Who cares?
Right, but here's the thing, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because on MSNBC this past week, when Justin Bieber got arrested, you know, he was drag racing, he egged his neighbor's house, right. He's got cookie jars full of weed. I mean, this kid, you know, he's living the life. He's living the dream. You know,
the life.
Whatever. But on MSNBC, they were talking to a congresswoman.
Something rather important as well.
And well, that's debatable. But they interrupted her and said, hold on, congresswoman. We have breaking news coming in. And they went to the arrest of Justin Bieber.
You know what, though? Justin Bieber, at least when he goes to work, he produces something. Fuck the congresswoman. What is she going to do? Sit there and blather on. Everybody wants to see what happened to frickin' Miley Cyrus down there in Florida.
Right.
Right. I'm telling you what. Whoever decided to put those two pictures together, Miley Cyrus and him, they're geniuses.
I know,
because,
right?
Really, they are. They're identical frickin' twins.
They are.
They're identical fucking twins.
All right. Well, somebody else who produces is Richard Sherman. The guy gets it done. I don't care. You can hate him. Whatever. I love him. I think it's fantastic. And, you know, he's talked about, obviously, Crabtree saying stuff to him. I didn't know if it was in the game, but evidently this beef with Crabtree goes all the way back to the summer. Here's Richard Sherman talking about the event that caused this between the two of them.
Your brother has said that Michael Crabtree was rude to you at an event this past summer, a charity event, that he shunned you, he wouldn't talk to you, and that you said at the time, all right, I'm going to show him on the field. Is that the background of all of this?
Yeah, that's the shorter version.
Is that the clean version?
And we're going to keep it clean.
All right. Did it get nastier than that?
We're going to keep it clean.
Okay.
And I said I would keep it on the field. You know, I'm not going to fight anybody and embarrass myself, embarrass my family, embarrass my organization like that. There's no need for that. There's no need to be that kind of barbaric human being. But on the field, we're playing a very barbaric sport. You can do as you please.
Right.
Yeah. At least unless they throw the flag. You know,
yeah,
and that's everybody's right. Everybody's bitching about the Seahawks this week. And, you know, I hate it because I hate the Seahawks, man. You know me. I like the Redskins, and 31 other teams can go to hell. But there, of course, are degrees of hatred. Giants, of course, are top of the list,
right.
And the Cowboys, and then the Eagles, and then there's a trickle down. And the Seahawks are right there in that top five. I hate those bastards. And all week long, I've had to defend them because, number one, I think they're going to win. I think that the number one defense is going to always stand up and win in the Super Bowl. And I like defense, man. And people will say, oh, but they pass interfere all the time. Wah! You bitch! Who cares? They do. They grab and they push and they do all kinds of shit,
God.
Right down the sideline. Who cares? You know what? Every wide receiver does the same freaking thing. Pushing here and pushing there. Every play there's holding. Every play there's somebody grabbing some. You know when Tom, do you know when the rule is broken? The second the flag comes on the field, that's right. When it's against the rules. Other than that, nothing happened. Bunch of whiners out there, honestly.
Right.
No wonder Goodell's trying to kill this game.
All right,
bunch of pussies.
First off, you know, you were talking about, oh my God, look at him and the little white girl. He's going to kill her, blah, blah, blah. Well,
she was terrified.
Right. Well, here's what Erin Andrews had to say about the whole thing. She was on the Dan Patrick Show.
He lost his mind, and it was awesome for once.
Okay, did you hear it? Right there. He lost his mind and it was awesome.
He lost his mind and it was awesome for once. He never threatened me. He never cussed at me or the camera. And I never was frightened. I didn't want people to think anyone in the media or I had said it. So I was like, do I ask him who is talking about him? Or do I try to get out of this and say, hey, you had told us this. You're not allowing yourself to think about New York. You just saved the game for the Seahawks.
Do you think he'll be this way in the Super Bowl?
I hope so. We don't want him toned down. Once we started flying, we saw the tweets and we were reading them to each other and people were saying, oh, poor Aaron Andrews. No, I was in his world. We don't want him to back down. We don't want to water down Tame Richard Sherman. We want the real stuff. So no, and I hope it doesn't.
There you go.
She's a shameless hussy, Tom. That's obviously the Stockholm syndrome in which the poor white woman always ends up caring for her captor. You've heard about this. You've seen it all the time. It's, they make movies about it. And this is what happened.
You whore.
Right! She was just saying what she could so that the black man wouldn't bite her.
Hey, dude, I'll tell you what. I got a new entry into the Tom Jackson Gigantic Nostril Hall of Fame, and it is definitely Richard Sherman.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He may have big nostrils, John, but he says he's not a villain.
I don't think I'm a villain. I think that people always say the old cliche, don't judge a book by its cover, but they're judging a book by its cover. They're judging me off a football field, on the football field, during a game, right after a game, and they're not judging me off of who I am. Now, if I had got arrested 10 times or committed all these crimes or got suspended for fighting off the field and done all that, then I'd accept being a villain, but I've done nothing villainous.
That's untrue. Anybody that wears those braids like that's a definite thug villain, Tom. You've seen it, the Predator, right? Bob Marley was a pot-smoking revolutionary. That Whoopi Goldberg's a liberal slut, I tell you what. You can't trust any of them. They got those things in their hair.
Love the Predator reference.
Right. Yeah. Now, you're going to tell me he's not a bad guy?
That was some of the greatest acting in that movie. In Predator, I've ever seen.
Get to the chopper!
Remember Jesse Ventura? I ain't got time to bleed.
That is a great movie, though.
It is.
And so was Predator 2.
It is. All right, now, yeah, Richard Sherman, now he's gonna talk about hockey. He's like, are you all getting on my case? Look at hockey.
There was a hockey game where they didn't even play hockey. They just threw the puck aside and started fighting. I saw that, and I said, oh, man, I'm the thug? What's going on here? Jeez. So I'm really disappointed in being called a thug.
Yeah, you got called a thug.
You know, people just, they react, and that's the worst part of it. And everybody thinks that because they can react, then everybody else should know what their reaction is. Shut up. Just sit back and relax. All right? Just shut up. I you know, the one that kill me, Tom, are the ones that go, but you know, I had to tell my child that this is not how you're supposed to behave.
Really? So an example of how you're not supposed to behave is a bad thing? Look, it's on your TV. It's easy. You can turn around to your little six-year-old and say, see, this is how you're not supposed to behave.
It's simple. The fuck's the matter with you? You can't do that.
My God. Oh, hey, get me another beer, Billy. I'm watching Navarro Bowman get his knee broken in half, but he's got the ball.
Oh, my God, that was nasty.
It was nasty, and the fact that they managed that they took the ball away from him, that was, what? How do you not give him the ball? I know they say it's non-reviewable, but, you know, geez.
Yeah, I know, and thankfully, Marshawn fumbled on the next play, and they got it, and, you know, justice was served, so it didn't affect the game.
Right, so God was paying attention. See there? Kurt Warner was right.
Exactly. Well, now, hey, one more thing from Richard Sherman. You know, he said he didn't like being called a thug because, according to Richard Sherman, thug is just an alternative to the N-word.
The only reason it bothers me is because it seems like it's the accepted way of calling somebody the N-word nowadays. You know, it's like everybody else said the N-word, and then they say thug, and they're like, oh, that's fine. And it kind of takes me aback, and it's kind of disappointing because they know. What's the definition of a thug, really?
I had never thought that. In my mind, that never entered my mind, that thug was another version of the N-word.
I don't know, Tom. I've got nigger life tattooed on my stomach from back in my days when I was running with the Crips, you know.
Get away from the door, thug!
Now, I mean, I can see where he's coming from with that. And I'm not going to get into whether he's right or he's wrong because everybody's going to have their own opinion on why they said whatever they said. And who gives a shit? The fact of the matter is that people made a snap judgment based on 20 seconds of a guy on television right after he made the biggest play of the biggest moment of his life.
Right.
And they ignore everything else he is, and they say, I don't care what he is. I don't care whether he crawled out of the fucking worst place in goddamn California, one of the worst ghettos there is, and became, you know, salutatorian of the high school. He's more successful than they are, you know, and he's done it by hard work and by doing the right thing. And, you know, if you can't respect that because of 20 seconds of yelling something, then I guess you've never yelled anything in your life for 20 seconds that you ever wanted back.
I just have one question.
What?
Can you lend a thug a pencil?
No, man. He ain't going to give it back to you. He's a thug. If he wants it, he's going to take it.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Can you lend a thug a pencil?
I put more G's on it, so it's thug.
Thug. See, so if I put it on the other accent, if I put more th on it, then I'm really doing the wrong thing, right?
All right. Well, so he's a thug, but at least he's not a bitch like Jim Harbaugh, at least according to Brandon Jacobs.
You have any regrets in your NFL career, Brandon?
Yes, I do. I have one regret in my career. I was going to the 49ers, and when I could have stayed in New York, you know, I just wanted to see what it was. I just wanted to see what stuff was like with another team, and it didn't work out. You know, it didn't work out for me. You know, I wasn't liked. I'd be honest with you. I thought I was held a grudge. You know, I thought I was being held hostage because of the previous year. But you know, it is what it is. I got two rings. And Harbaugh, though, he's a bitch, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa,
he's a bitch.
Harbaugh's a bitch.
Harbaugh's a bitch. Well, you know, Brandon Jacobs, honestly, history is littered with people who drifted to San Francisco thinking something was going to be different other than what they actually found out it was.
Right.
So, what are you worried about there? Harbaugh's a bitch.
I haven't found anything that makes you feel more like a man.
Doesn't sound like a bitch to me. I bet you if Harbaugh said, let's get out there on the frozen tundra in 12 inches of snow, the 10 inches of snow that's in Tom's driveway, or used to be in Tom's driveway, and wrestle with nothing on but a pair of khakis, Brandon Jacobs would probably turn him down.
I think Bill Belichick's a bitch.
Yeah, he is a bitch.
Crying like a bitch. You know, I'm sorry, but I think about the tuck rule. I think about, you know, the whatever, the videotaping, whatever, blah, 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 whatever.
Don't bring it up, Tom. Jesus, here we go again. We've brought it up again.
I'm sorry.
Out of the harbor it comes.
I'm sorry. But all of the stuff and everything and the calls that I have watched go their way and all the, and I'm going to, and Belichick, really? You're going to whine? Even your quarterback said, you know what? Win or shut up.
Well, that's always the way it's going to be. But you know what? To cry because little Wes Welker knocked off your 6'2" star cornerback?
Yeah. And
shut up.
Yeah, Belichick's here. Listen, he says it was a deliberate hit.
I was asked about the hit on Tlaib, and I feel bad really for Aqib. The way that play turned out, it was a deliberate play by the receiver to take out Aqib. No attempt to get open. And I'll let the league handle the discipline on that play. It's not for me to decide, but it's one of the worst plays I've seen. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
What's funny is he says, I will let the league handle the discipline on that play. It's not up to me to decide. Well, he had no idea if the league was going to, you know, issue any type of discipline on that play.
Oh, he laid down the law right there.
But he decided that they were. He evidently had decided, well, they have to discipline him. But it's not for me to decide.
Look, yes, it was a deliberate hit. You're breaking news here? No, it's a deliberate hit. You know what it's called? It's called a block, okay? And you know why there was no attempt to get open? Because the play isn't designed to go to him. The play is designed to go to the other guy right as soon as he catches it so that he smashes into Tlaib just like he was supposed to do.
Just like NFL Network, I think it was NFL Network, it might have been ESPN, but they were showing video of Wes Welker doing the same exact thing when he was a Patriot.
Dude, everybody does it. It's called a rub. Get over it, okay? They stopped calling it years ago. They used to call that a pick play. You weren't allowed to do it. But the fact of the matter was, I watched on the replay over and over and over again, the ball hits the receiver's hands before Welker hits Tlaib, and that makes it legal.
Yeah,
sorry to say, that's the rules.
Pick play. I saw Jay Novacek get called for that more than once.
Pick play. You know, now look how things have changed, Tom. Look what Roger Goodell has done. It used to be that the receiver had to worry worry about going over the middle, and now it's the defensive backs that are getting destroyed going over the middle. It's a topsy-turvy world, Tom!
Oh.
Me am Bizarro NFL.
And the poor sport has no plans to watch the Super Bowl either.
Right now, my plans are to try to start to get caught up on the draft and probably do the type of things that I can do to try to help our team address the next round of opportunities to improve.
Whatever.
Gonna lay on my bed and kick my legs around and bite my pillow for 3 hours. I'll be goddamned if I'm watching that big four-headed freak out there trying to win one. Hell no.
And you know what? Brady's going to do the same thing. Brady's probably going to be at a fashion show.
Right.
With his wife. Right. Brady's not watching the Super Bowl. Who needs to watch that? I don't want to watch that. I'd rather look at the upcoming spring collection.
I want to review the new line of Uggs.
Yeah. He's going to be out there with Tim Gunn. So, Tim, Tom Brady, you're not at the Super Bowl. Brady's going to spend the time trying to launch his home shopping network show. Metro Fashion with Tom and Tim.
Oh my god.
And we get Joe Buck, speaking of metrosexuals, we get Joe Buck for the Super Bowl, right? And we get an opera singer singing the national anthem.
I'd rather have Joe Buck than Phil Simms.
I hate Phil Simms. Phil Simms, this is their number one guy. This is the thing that kills me.
Well, but, yeah, here he is. Remember the play where Brady overthrew
first quarter
Edelman? And he was wide open for a touch. He was going to go for a touchdown. Brady overthrew him. Well, here's Simms calling that play.
Beautiful play action fake by Tom Brady. Everybody running sideways. Good sell by the offensive lineman. And he has him. And Tom Brady.
Amazing.
Sometimes you throw it so well, the football travels a few more yards farther than you expect it to go.
Oh. And sometimes, Tom, you throw it so well that, you know, it goes to the other guy. Sometimes, Tom, Donovan McNabb would tell you, sometimes you throw it so well that it goes in the dirt 4 yards before it gets to where you wanted it to be. Oh, my God. What is it? Every NFC East quarterback that comes out and goes and sits in the booth, except for Troy Aikman, is an absolute idiot. Well, even him, too, I guess. He has to sit there with Joe Buck.
Well, I love when they were talking about that play specifically. They talked about the play on the NFL Network. And they brought up the fact that Simms said that, and Marshall Faulk responds.
Phil Simms said he threw the ball too well on that throw.
Yeah, good job, Phil.
Yeah. Sometimes you throw it so well, it goes farther than where you wanted it to go.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? The producer is in his ear going, shut up.
Right.
There's another one in Nance's ear going, hit him, smack him, shut him up, put something in his mouth.
What did I do? What did I say?
Sometimes you block so well, you get run over. It leads to a sack. Oh, God. Thank you, CBS.
The 49er fans thought that the officials cost him the game. They were whining and crying about it. Even the guys on the radio. It's funny because, well, this is a legitimate win by the Seahawks. Well, here, listen.
And despite the very uneven officiating and at times poor officiating, this was a legitimate win for the Seattle Seahawks, and never should not question that.
Oh, we never should not question that, but he prefaces it saying, despite the uneven officiating and the bad calls by the officials, it's a legit win for Seattle.
Despite you having defeated us by the both Western and Eastern fronts and killed me while I committed suicide in my bunker, we won anyway. Congratulations.
Right.
Yeah. No. The passive-aggressive crap coming out of these loser boy announcers this week. They were bitching about that Wes Welker play on the New England broadcast as well. I just didn't hear the audio.
Oh, who cares? Oh, well.
Yeah. Haha, well, that's the way it goes. You know, one thing I do hate is that all through the playoffs, right, we see football, okay, good defense, hard defense. We've seen plays that we know would be flags in the regular season. Hits to the helmet, launches, guys getting crushed over the middle, not necessarily to leap. I remember in that same game, what's his name? Humanumanumawunumunawuni or whatever the tight end is for the Patriots. Humanumanumawunumunawunu.
He got smashed. I mean, he's crushed. His helmet got knocked off and everything. No flag. In the regular season, that's a $10,000 fine, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down. So my question to the NFL, not even necessarily a question, is more of a gripe, is if it's okay in those games, why isn't it okay in, you know, like week seven? Fuck you. Every one of these games is important, not just these.
I know.
I hate that. Let them play. If they can play it, if they're big boys in the playoffs, then they're big boys in week four and week 10 and wherever, whoever. Except for the Buccaneers. Fuck them.
All right. Let's go to break, and when we come back, we'll hear some more crying.
Good. I just love it.
But these are little kids, so.
Oh, that makes it even better, man. Great.
And we have to revisit Tar Heel, John.
Oh, good. People have never heard Tar Heel. I think they're going to be in for a treat listening to
it. Oh, yeah. That's all coming up next.
Bang Radio.
Did you have any clue that he was cheating?
I think I'm cheating.
Hey, that's cheating.
The tape speaks for itself.
It's just not fair.
I saw you on the camera back behind the crew, spying on games so that you know what we will do. Just like the government, we are watching you.
I think I am cheating.
We took the victory in another football week by witnessing their calls with new technology. And now we see it's not a patriotic deed. Cheating New England. Why did we watch them?
Videotape the other team's calls. Videotape the other team's calls.
Patriots came and broke the law.
That's right, I saw you.
How?
Well, I was spying on you.
Thank God there's just one game more Sunday on TV. And then your life will be a bore. Just leave that to me. Cause you'd sell your soul to me for the Pro Bowl. But we'll go shopping hand in hand and take a stroll. It's the last Sunday.
You can watch football.
Say hi to your kid.
Haven't seen him since the fall.
It's Super Sunday.
Have all you want to drink.
Now fix the sink.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
And now, Super Bowl suggestions from your wife.
Hi, it's me, your wife. Look, I know the Super Bowl is this Sunday, and I know the forces of nature won't allow you to miss it. It's pre-wired into your genetic code, much like hunting and gathering. I also realize that because of your primal urge to travel in a herd, your buddies will be coming over. I get it. But I'd like to make a suggestion this year. I'm not asking you to eat with cutlery or anything crazy. I'd just like to point out that we have these things called coasters. I know your first instinct will be to eat them or make weapons out of them, but they're actually designed to set your beers on. They preserve the wood, so you won't have to go out into the jungle and forage for more. That's it. I have more suggestions, like don't pee off the back door and don't white barbecue sauce on the drapes. But, you know, let's just take it one step at a time.
Stay tuned for more Super Bowl suggestions from your wife.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Hey, this is Rob Zombie, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
The extra point is almost automatic. I believe we had 5 missed extra points this year out of 1,200 some odd. So it's a very small fraction of the play. And you want to add excitement with every play. So there have been some proposals. Some are still going through the process of creativity, but there's one proposal in particular that I've heard about. It's automatic that you get 7 points when you score a touchdown, but you could potentially go for an eighth point either by running or passing the ball. But
if you fail,
you go back to six.
Fuck off.
You know, it's football, man. Why? They want to change the rules of the game. Now.
You got to have a foot in it somewhere. Otherwise, all these assholes that come in chat rooms and yell at all the football fans are going to be right. Somebody's got to kick the ball at least once or twice during the course of a game. And really, 5 out of 1,200. So what? Tom, you're a football fan forever. What happens when you see a missed extra point? What do you say? Can't believe it. That's going to come back to haunt them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Every one of us say that same thing. That could come back to haunt them.
Yep.
Missed an extra point. That's why you have it in there. What are you going to do? You're going to say, okay, every field goal inside the 5-yard line, it's just automatic. Once you get inside the 5-yard line, you've already got 3 points no matter what the fuck happens. How about that?
Yeah, right.
No. I mean, it's fucking stupid. What are you going to do? Remember Tony Romo fumbling? Do you remember that, Tom? Remember Tony Romo fumbling on the snap in the playoffs?
Oh, my God, do I remember. Yeah, gee, do I remember? I've only seen it a million times.
All right, so, I mean, that was from the 2, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's an automatic.
That was a huge play. You know, that was a huge play, man.
They lost the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, no, Roger Goodell, that's the point. 5 out of 1,200 is just about right, you know? That's fine. We're okay with that. Right. No need to do anything with that.
So,
you can try for 2 if you want. But, holy crap, almost automatic is not automatic. And just because it only happens 5 times, those 5 times should hurt.
Right.
It's ridiculous. What are you going to do? Remember that comedy bit we played a few weeks ago where the quarterback can step up to the line and go, touchdown! Your safety's never going to catch this guy when he comes across the middle. He's way out of position.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? Why don't we just turn it into watching some kids play Madden on Sundays? You know, why not?
Kids cry, though, John.
All right, then how about this? How about we get rid of victory formation? How about that? Nothing happens on that play. 100% of the time, the quarterback downs the ball and the game ends.
Yeah,
that's it.
You have to run.
It's boring.
You have to run the ball now. No more victory formation.
Fuck that. You're trying to infuse excitement in every play, Tom. Let's say everybody's got to run a hook and lateral on the last play of the game. Shit. You just shut up, Roger Goodell.
Oh, my God.
I mean, why? Everybody has to run the flea flicker. Anybody that gets in a position where they can down the ball, they must run a flea flicker. That's the rules. Get exciting here.
Well, like I said, kids cry. You may remember this kid. And he could actually, maybe, John, I'm wondering, he must have watched the game.
Okay.
This kid from before.
It's official.
Okay.
They lost.
They lose. They didn't even get a point in like 12 minutes. No, 15 minutes. They didn't get any points.
Yeah, this kid from last year.
Next time, when it's the game for the Super Bowl, we're not watching it. We're just watching the Super Bowl.
Right, so he thought, I won't watch the conference championship, and then they'll win, and I'll watch the Super Bowl. But no, I don't know I don't know if he watched or not, but...
He's not going to. And now that Belichick's announced that he's not going to watch the Super Bowl, this kid won't either. Nobody in Boston's going to watch the Super Bowl.
Well, we got a fan of the 49ers, this kid, and he's not happy, man. These parents, I'm glad they do it, but these parents are evil, John. I would never do this to my kid. I just wouldn't do it.
They're idiots.
Whoa.
No.
No. No.
It's all your fault, Colin.
Colin, you dick.
It's a terrible throw.
It really wasn't a terrible throw. It was a great play by Sherman.
Yeah, it was a fine play all the way around. He shouldn't have tried that if that's his only option. You know how I feel about the fade for the end of the game. No way, man, because there's only one chance you're going to hit it. You got to try something else. Cross it across the middle, man. Get some confusion started.
It's all your fault, Colin.
His voice goes up.
It's all your fault,
Colin.
It's all your fault, Colin.
This kid's watching this game on in his room by himself. All right, his mom is like looking through a crack in the door, videotaping this. This freaking poor little loner kid. And at the end of this video, he grabs a baseball bat and comes after her. He says, "I'm going to kill you," and then the camera cuts off. Here we have a look in the rare mind of a serial killer in the making. His mother has forced him into a little room, made him stay there and watch his favorite team lose again and again. The kid sounds like Tarzan. Do you have your Tarzan sound effect? He's Tarzan. He's Tarzan. He's going to be known as the Tarzan killer in San Francisco one year.
Oh, that's great. That was great. All right, we got another kid. This is a Patriots fan. Not the same one as last year. This is a different kid. Now, his dad, obviously not
this
a Patriot.
This is an uncle. This is an uncle.
This is uncle.
I know which one this is. Yeah, this is an uncle, and this kid's about 11.
Right? Oh, you can tell.
He's not like 5. He's like 11.
Yeah, you can tell he's a little older, and man, the uncle's like wants to videotape him. He wanted this kid
He's a dick.
He is.
Dude, they might pull it out. It's only 1 minute left.
Yeah, here, they're watching the end of the game here.
Dude, they might pull it out. It's only 1 minute left. Why are you crying? How bad do you think they're going to... You think they're going to score on him again? You're not talking to him?
Yet.
Oh! Oh, my God.
I feel like I should evacuate the plane.
Jesus.
Everybody run. Godzilla's coming. Ooh. Ooh. The Spyzilla alert went off.
All right. Well, here, let's continue.
Okay. All right, baby. It's over.
Not yet. He's still crying. What do you mean it's over? The game's over. The good part's just starting.
Oh, okay.
Let him gather his stuff so he can get ready for the next game.
You'll be all right. I'm just going to film it for 5 more minutes. Back upstairs. Hold on. Dude, stay in the light. Stay in the light. I need to stay in the light.
Stay in the light.
Stay in the light, dude. Hold on. Wait. I need... All right, we good. I tell you, stay in the light. What's wrong with you? This is good stuff. Where's the chat? Hold on. Got you. All right. Cool.
Do a handstand or something.
Alyssa, turn that fire off.
Wow. Hyperventilating.
Yep. He is getting out of system.
Okay.
I showed it to him. He'll just love it.
The woman's like, "That's it. You're done. No more."
He's chasing the kid around the house. The kid runs under like into a pantry, and the guy follows him in. The kid's trying his best to find the darkest place he can to hide, and this dude's just following him around. Come on. It's his uncle, right? So, could you imagine his father sees this on YouTube? What did Uncle Joe do? Damn. Oh, man, that poor kid. Uncle Joe's going to end up with a knife in his back one night.
His uncle's like paparazzi.
No shit. I'm just making sure you're going to have we got Obamacare. You get psychology for free coming up, so, you know, might as well use it. You got psychiatric care for free. You're going to need it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, so, you know, like, the Lions have never won an NFC championship game, okay? Right. So what's worse? Growing up, like, this kid's probably, like, 11, so he's been there from the start of their dynasty, and when he's become football aware, that's when they've been losing all these championship games and playoff games left and right, okay? What's worse? Being this kid who thinks he's going to get there every year and gets ends up disappointed, or being a Lions fan kid born in the same time period who just has no idea. There's no reference whatsoever. Right. His father can't even give him any reference to it. I don't know what's worse. Of course, here I am, a Redskins fan, with a kid that's grown up the same way.
I'd say being a Browns fan is worse.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. You know, we've been waiting for 2 months because we really wanted to zero in on the Bills' defensive coordinator. After careful consideration, we decided to just randomly dial numbers, and the first guy that picked up and said yes, we were going to take it.
Don't I want to stay in Cleveland?
Right.
You imagine the UPS man came there? They were like, well, he's dressed the right way. Come on in, Carl. We'd love to talk to you. Do you know anything about football? Oh, God. If you're a Browns fan, I mean, you know, good luck to this guy, Patine. He's a poutine, Tom. He's a he's a snack for, what was his name? We got to remember the Olympics are coming up. What was his name? Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir, yeah. Like,
he wants to have a poutine. So now maybe he'll like football. Remember he was complaining about football because all it is men in spandex pants bent over at the waist. So now maybe he'll go be a Cleveland Browns fan. It's got everything he likes. It's a smelly city. They're named after one of his favorite things, and now there's a poutine for a coach.
If I had the chance to sit down with them over a poutine, I think we'd all be, like, lovely people together.
This is Joe Banner's interview.
I am an effeminate person. I like sparkly things.
You're hired!
The Browns would have fur on top of their shoulder pads. Instead of a wristband with all the plays, the quarterback would have a cute little clutch.
I am always thought of as the sparkly, flamboyant character.
Oh, hell, we're off the rails like crazy. The Browns have hired Johnny Weir. No, they've hired a plate of French fries with cheese curd on it. Wasn't that what a poutine is?
Something like that, yeah.
Bean curd or some kind of...
God.
What the hell? Who's going to eat a curd? Probably a bunch of pretentious homos from the UK.
All right.
Who are all mad at us, by the way. Everybody in Britain is pissed off.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. First, we got to touch on this Michael Irvin thing.
Okay. Yeah, we got a Michael Irvin thing.
Yeah. Yeah, this which brings on a Tar Heel thing. So here's Irvin.
Guys, I feel like I'm 8 years old and you're making me choose between...
Well, that's actually Marshall Faulk. Michael Irvin is going to comment on this, and you'll understand why after you hear it.
Guys, I feel like I'm 8 years old and you're making me choose between green beans and squash. You know, I don't like neither.
Both are good for you. Both are good for you.
Right, but I don't like neither. I need them both, but I don't like neither to win this game.
So when I grew up, I didn't have green beans or squash. We had the government cheese or government peanut butter. That's all we had. And I had to eat both of those. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying. Marsh must have grown up in a nice spot. Green beans and squash.
I didn't know.
Government cheese and welfare peanut butter.
Rich Eisen is like the white guy standing on the corner thinking he's hanging out with the black dudes.
I had no idea. I didn't know anything about that. I had no idea.
When I was a Boy Scout, I used to volunteer on weekends to hand stuff like that out to your parents.
All right, so when we talk about welfare peanut butter, who is the expert on welfare peanut butter?
Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Tar Heel. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Tar Heel.
Tar Heel,
yes.
Kiki. Ah!
right. You know Tar Heel. If you don't know Tar Heel, Tar Heel's from North Carolina. He's a big Tar Heel fan. Loves his North Carolina Tar Heels. And he is... he's a character.
He is he's an individual, and that's all we're going to say. He is a one of a kind.
Yes, he is. He definitely is that. And
go Heels, yo!
Right, right.
Tar Heel was great, and then he got all hate Whitey, you know, and everything was Whitey's fault. So now he's
he changed.
Back and kiss my black ass.
Right.
He got militant on everybody. I think his name is like Rashiki now or something. Yeah. Rashiki the bomb thrower or something.
Yeah, he flip flopped on us.
Flip flop on these nuts.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Now he's not a terrorist or anything like that, but he definitely changed his attitude towards peoples.
Peoples. Right.
Right. Peoples. Once he changed the name of the place to the Black House after he got Obama elected, he changed.
That's right.
I think he really was expecting Obama to show up and, like, you know, lead them all on to everybody, all the black people. He was going to get them all the conservative fears of what Obama was going to do by giving black people all their jobs and everything like that. Here, everybody, all you CEOs, you're out. You're replaced by all these black guys. I think he believed it. I think he thought it was going to happen.
Well, let me talk to some intelligent peoples up in here.
Right. He wants to talk to some intelligent peoples.
Right. The peoples must speak.
Well, he spoke about welfare peanut butter, I guess, I don't know, it had to be four, five, six years ago, something like that. But here was Tar Heel talking about welfare peanut butter.
You know that big-ass damn welfare peanut butter they put in that damn iron-ass, damn still damn, mother, use that shit for damn, the shit's so damn stiff. It'll tear a piece of damn bread apart. Yeah, you take that damn welfare peanut butter, use that shit for damn mortar mixed to make bricks.
Mortar!
You know what the hell I'm talking about. John, like you don't know what motherfucking welfare peanut butter is. A whole lot of damn time, you motherfucking your ass went to bed late at night with your damn mouth blue shit. And that damn welfare peanut butter wouldn't let your mouth open up. And bang, don't your motherfucking ass try and get out of your motherfucking ass on the welfare too, drinking that damn powdered milk. The only difference is, hey, you couldn't afford no damn water. You had to damn pour the damn powder down your damn throat and swallow that shit. So what, you had gangbanger roaches and stuff in your house? Bloods and the crip roaches hanging out the crib.
He's talking about roaches. He got two gangs of roaches in his house, the Bloods and the Crips. Gangs of roaches.
I don't think there's nothing could glue his mouth shut, do you think?
No. No.
No. The government has never come up with anything that powerful.
Hey, you remember when he talked to John Tillyard?
Oh, dude. Everything he ever talked about. The thing is, he is an intelligent guy.
He is.
He's very smart. He runs his own, he's a bricklayer. He runs his own company. He's got a, yeah, he was showing me his house one day. It's amazing.
He said he could use the welfare peanut butter for the brick mortar.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here he is talking to Tillyard. See if you remember this.
You know, I think it is true that referees sometimes show bias towards the better players here in the UK.
Yo, JT, where you from, man? You got a damn British accent. Where you from, G?
I'm from Britain, as you implied.
Ha, 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 hell. I didn't ask the man where you're from.
Well, if you're talking specific, I'm from North Yorkshire.
Yeah, man, you got one of them, Win them all.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of soccer fans complaining about the NFL tonight because we got a big soccer game at Wembley where that game was played last month, and they're complaining about the game churning up the pitch, which is going to ruin the match tonight.
Hey, man, JT, I ain't got nothing against y'all playing soccer and all that stuff. That's damn blasphemy in my ear. That's just straight blasphemy. And there's me. We're the United States. Football reigns supreme. And basketball and baseball, they get that shit right. Damn hockey. Canadian, they can have hockey. Fuck hockey. That's up in the north. They can have that shit.
He don't care.
Oh, yeah. Tillyard definitely got a bit of a cultural shock that night.
Tar Heel's a different breed, man.
The showed up Tar Heel, yo.
Right.
I don't know. He's I know a lot of people like Tar Heel, but none of them is quite as eloquent in how they express themselves as Tar Heel was, man. That dude was just straight up funny as hell.
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
That's right, man. And when he would get himself stuck on motherfucking damn, you know, the motherfucking damn, you know.
Hell, the motherfucking damn,
the motherfucking dam, the motherfucking dam, the motherfucking dam, what's that motherfucking dam coach name?
I would love to hear him, like, you know, debate Eat That Pussy 45 or whatever his name is.
Oh, God, yes.
That would be great. Just the, both of them would get stuck on something at the same time.
So I'm gonna pull this card on them.
We could get the both of them stuck on something at the same time, and all the dolphins in the North Atlantic would turn their heads.
Oh, hell, man.
Oh, God, that's great. I love what he says to when he talks about Dan Snyder.
Dan Snyder, lick balls and die, motherfucker. Did you hear that? Huh? Did you? Did you hear it? Did it come in loud and clear? Dan Snyder, you too damn white to call it to talk any jokes, yo. You too damn white to have any damn comebacks, yo. Sit your motherfucking ass down and chill the fuck out.
Yeah, he does not like the Redskins at all.
Nah, man, he doesn't like anything at all except for the Cowboys. You know that. He's a Cowboys fan. How could you not be a Cowboys fan?
See, that's the thing. He is a bandwagon. Well, he jumped on bandwagon because he's a Cowboys fan, he's a Yankees fan, and he's a Lakers fan.
Yep. He's right there on top of all of them. Now, I'll give him the Tar Heels because he lives there.
You know, right.
I'll give him that.
Right.
He lives there. But... you know, he's your typical jumping on. And he jumped on a long time ago, just like Tom did.
What? What do you mean, what?
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 Everybody is, okay? Everybody's a bandwagon fan from some point. It's just a matter of how long you've been on the wagon.
Well, I've been on it since I was 5, so...
there you go. And you got on it when you were 5 because you were nowhere near Dallas and they kept showing it on TV.
I was never a fan of any other team, though.
I know. You know what? When I was a little kid, I was a Chiefs fan. When I was like 4, because that was when Len Dawson and them were, and they were on my little black and white TV. So
right.
I would see them. And then I changed to, you know, I became Redskin aware, I guess, at around 6 years.
Oh, all right. Love Tar Heel. Love hearing that old stuff.
I'd wish we could find him again. He won't talk to us.
Oh, I know where he's at, but he won't talk to me.
Nope, he won't talk to anybody. Nope, not unless you are the proper color. Nope.
Not unless you're a thug, John.
Yep, you got to be a thug. I would love to have heard what Tar Heel had to say
about
motherfucking damn Richard Sherman. I bet he had a bunch to say. I bet his whole big, gigantic, militant, we're going to throw over the United States government room was just hopping.
Any damn thing to come out of the damn government mouth, it look and it smells like shit.
He's hilarious. All right. Ben Boyce said, speaking of Richard Sherman, we have to have Richard Sherman do the nightly news.
Oh, is this where we're... oh, okay, we're going to play the game?
Well, it's not a game, it's a request.
All right, a request from Ben Boyce. Oh, he's been around a long time, Ben Boyce has. All right, Richard Sherman does nightly news.
Yo, the Obamacare website ain't working. Don't be getting me to try to sign up for no healthcare on no sorry-ass website like that. Nobody signs up for healthcare like me. Hey, North Korea talking a lot of stuff about that, how they gonna wipe everybody out all the time. Don't be coming up me with no sorry-ass dictator like Kim Jong-un. He got a big head. So what? Yo, the weather, it's cold. Don't be coming up in here with no sorry-ass balmy weather.
There we go.
Oh, you got a sign off?
No, I got to wait till you turn the camera off, and then I'm going to turn around and hug Aaron Andrews, who's supposed to be looking scared to death.
Yeah, right.
Now the switchboards light up. My God, that was terrifying.
That was my favorite part of that. The video came out of South America. Was it a Mexican, or what was it that he was talking to before Aaron Andrews?
Yeah, he was. I don't know if it was Telemundo or whatever, but yes, a Spanish speaking interviewer grabbed a hold of him first, and he was saying the same stuff.
The
and Aaron Andrews was trying
stuff.
To get past
he
him.
He did. He said the exact same stuff. And then you see him with Aaron Andrews. And what you don't see if you're just watching the quick clips that most people are seeing is you don't see after that happened, Aaron Andrews hugged him. They hugged each other after the rant.
She gave him a little tap on his balls. Right? She squeezed his ass a little bit. I saw that. Might be a little something happening there. Maybe she was... She was
frightened so much that he made her feel excited. You know, it happens sometimes. I remember my first time with a black man. It was on a safari, and we were stuck out in the bush, and all of a sudden there were all these Maasai warriors around me, and I didn't even know they knew what a starfish was. They were so far from the ocean, I thought they'd never seen one before. But, you know, they're just as smart as everybody else. They figured it out quick enough.
All right, and you've mentioned this a couple times during the show, that this was coming up.
Yes, we have to hang our heads.
Dave French said, I would just like an apology for saying all us Brits sound like pretentious homos last week. I do not sound pretentious. So is he saying he sounds like a homo?
I guess. His name is French, right? And I took the liberty, because every time we get a complaint, I took a look at the picture that he's got next to himself on his Facebook page. And you know what he looks like? He looks like that guy dancing in that old Madness video, One Step Beyond. So if you've never seen that, go check a look at it, and you'll see a good shot of Dave French. And you know, you're right. I was trying to explain to Tom how to speak like an English person, and Tom doesn't do any voices at
all. Yes, I do.
Except for his Indian shopkeeper. I've given you the cue. Go ahead.
That's right. I do it all the time.
Right, but there you go. There's Tom's big voice contribution to the show right there. So in order to get Tom to try to at least sound somewhat British, I had to give him something that he could relate to, and pretentious homo came floating right out. Now, here's the thing. That doesn't mean that all of you British people sound like pretentious homos.
Some of you, of course, do sound like pretentious homos. You know, you sound like everything's very, oh, goodness and gracious and very dramatic and everything like that. And then there's all the ones where you talk all good like this, and I'm sure everybody's going to complain, because even some of you, they talk like this backwards, like that Yoda, don't you know?
Yes.
Isn't that
yes,
right?
That's right. Righto. See? Righto.
Right, cheerio, that doesn't mean we all think you're a bunch of bleeding homos. We all know that the bleeding homos are all over Australia.
So there. If you want to sound like a pretentious homo, it's best to sound Australian.
I love the contrast between Tillyard and Tar Heel. Just listen to the first two lines.
You know, I think it is true that referees sometimes show bias towards the better players. Here in the UK.
Yo, JT, where you from, man?
It's so different.
Where you from, man? You sound like you're up near Cincinnati or something.
Two different worlds, man. That is amazing.
You from Ohio? That sounds like Ohio to me.
Those are definitely two different worlds right there.
I'd like to hear some of you British guys record your own self trying to sound like an American. I'd like to hear what y'all
right.
think. Every time I hear that, they all go, well, God dang hot, wang willy. That's what they do. They sound like cowboy fans.
All right, anything else?
No, I think that's it for the week. Let me double check the email real quick in the air actual email section.
All right, well, I will tell you, we will have a show after the Super Bowl, of course, and we'll have the results from our NFL.com fantasy playoff game.
You might win that, right?
Yeah, I have a shot. I definitely have a shot at it.
The discussion on the Facebook page this week for the shout-out thread kind of turned more towards how we can keep going through the offseason. And the idea was brought up to do a Kickstarter, which we've always kind of had a problem with, because Kickstarter has to have a specific goal in mind, and the goal is not allowed. It says specifically, you can't just say we want to create ourselves a paycheck, okay? But what we can do is we can say our goal is to raise enough money during the course of the season to be able to continue to record in the off season, at least on a somewhat regular basis. Because basically that's what happens. In the off season, we don't just stop working because it's too hard to do this. We got to make money. You know, we got to get back to work. So if we can set up a goal for something like that, anybody wants to know what they can do to help us, hit the donation button now or share this. Share. Everybody, you know, when we say hit the donation button, we've had people that send us lots of money. We've had people send us, you know, good chunks of cash before, and that's really nice. We love those people. We've had people send us as much as $5, and we love those people. Every one of you. It helps every bit of it. But if you haven't got that, and that's fine, we understand that, just share us. Share us with your friends. Play us when you're in the car driving somewhere. Put it on, you know, send it out on your Twitter. Send it out on your Facebook. Share the show. And the more that you can do for us to get us out there and get our name out there, the more that we're going to be able to do to continue to give you guys quality and free entertainment.
That's right.
Even all you pretentious elbows. All right. So there you go. There's your lesson for the day.
All right. That's all I got.
I think that's all I got, too. I tell you what. I watched that Pro Bowl draft for about 2 minutes. Stupid.
Y'all be breezy.
We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
At Tesco, we can pop our pasta in your Astra, our Red Leicester in your Fiesta, or our mayo in your Mondeo. All you need to do is try click and collect. Just go to Tesco.com, order your shopping, then click and collect. With the minimum basket spend now only £25. And if you fancy something a little more exotic, we can even put our pad thai in your cash kai. Try click and collect at Tesco.com. Every little helps. Selected larger stores, booking charge may apply. See online for full terms and conditions.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.